Songwriter Paul Williams with some words about hard drugs.
I feel very enthusiastic about cracking down on the input of hard drugs into this country. I think it's really got to be controlled. And I think the single greatest villain in the entire country is really the general lack of knowledge regarding the harmfulness of certain drugs. I would hope that people would get off on other things.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Don't call it a comeback, Mike Routier. We've done it again.
We're here to stay, Blag, once again, bringing another fantastic episode of Radio Like You Want.
It might not be an extravaganza, but it's a ponderosa of punk.
It's an orange squeezed nectar of punk coming
out
this
week. That's right, man. And speaking of orange, we are representing for Orange County this week. I talked to none other than Steve Soto. Is there any band from Orange County that he wasn't in?
We're going to find out. I doubt it. You could try. You could research as much as you want, but Steve Soto's been in there at some time or another.
He's been there, he's done that, and he's chewed the bubble gum, as we say.
Adolescence, Agent Orange, Joy Killer, Manic Hispanic. He's done time with the Vandals. What else has he done? Everything.
All over the map. And of course, we talked to another notorious legend, representing the Black Flag Circle Jerks original crew.
That's right.
Keith Morris has a brand new group called Off.
But everybody already knows that because he's got so much goddamn press these days.
I'm telling you.
Like crazy.
I know. We're jumping on the bandwagon late. I don't know if anyone's going to notice. I just keep hanging on for dear life in the pop culture sphere, Mike.
Actually, you know, this is almost an original exclusive because the kind of went our separate ways this week. I did a little interview with Keith Morris. You took on the Steve Soto duties.
That's right. We formed like Voltron.
But when I did the Keith Morris thing, I actually did this interview quite a while back when he was first starting to do the Off thing. In fact, Circle Jerks still had a few gigs to play, and it's all about parting ways with the Circle Jerks. So you get the inside dirt on that.
I will tell you what. Speaking of the Circle Jerks, new music? Nope, it's old music from the Circle Jerks on Radio
Like You Want!
It's not my imagination.
I got a gun on my back!
Promises made, never became back. Who are you gonna get revenge? You have not what hit you!
Tied up, being screwed.
Don't tell me about tomorrow. Don't tell me what I'll get. I can't think of progress.
When?
Just around the corner, there's a better whole team in waiting for me.
Revenge!
Watch it bleed.
Revenge!
All I need.
I will cry if you die.
Now!
We're gonna get revenge.
You're up, now we hit you.
Tired of being screwed.
Revenge!
Revenge!
Gimme, 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 need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme,
don't ask what for.
1, 2, 3, 4,
get in here.
Not a loaded gun, waiting to go off.
I got nothing to do but
shoot my mouth off.
Gimme, gimme, gimme,
need some more.
Gimme, gimme, gimme,
don't ask what for.
You know I gotta go out, get something for my head.
If I keep on doing this, I'm gonna end up dead.
Gimme, gimme, gimme,
I need some more.
Gimme, gimme, gimme,
don't ask for more.
You know the world's got problems, I've got problems of my own.
They ain't the kind, can't be fixed with a
atom bomb.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Gimme, gimme. Need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask for. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sitting here like a loaded gun, waiting to go off. I got nothing to do but shoot my mouth.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. I need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask for.
Now!
Don't even think about it.
No!
Not even a thought.
Right here!
By myself,
I ain't got
no one else.
Situation
leading me, there ain't no relief. A person like me,
depression's got a hold of me.
Depression, what a big free depression's got a hold of me.
Depression, gotta kill me.
I just stay here, all alone, and there are no girls wanna touch me, I don't need.
You got the sympathy,
depression's got a hold of me.
Depression,
what a great
depression's got a hold of me.
Depression's gotta kill me.
Everybody,
just get away, I'm gonna boil up. Today, they say things are gonna get better. All I know is, they fucking better.
Depression's got a hold on me.
Depression, what a retreat.
Depression's got a hold on me.
Depression's gonna kill me. Said, a homo said, my baby, a homo said, thank you.
Thank you, hey. Keith. Hey, man, much appreciation to you.
Right.
Circle
yeah.
Jerks right there with a Black Flag medley. Depression, Gimme, 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 and Revenge, all done from the Warped Tour back there in August 07. And we started things off with Circle Jerks Wasted from House of Blues 2004.
I figured we needed some more of these kind of morning zoo kind of sound effects,
yeah,
Mike. What do you
going,
think?
Black.
That
crazy.
One might work.
You want to do some weather, maybe a little traffic?
Nothing immediately leaps to mind, but if anything good, you know, comes up.
All right, some Paris Hilton news or something. We could break out the wigga, wigga, wigga.
Hey, how about that, Paris? She is crazy. Are you kidding me?
She's
Flash and Muff? And she's supposed to be a role model?
This is all about punk rock, Black. Get your head back in the game. We got a big interview here coming up from Keith Morris, right?
Keith Morris, alumni of the Circle Jerks, Black Flag. This is Southern California punk royalty that we're surrounded by, Mike.
That's right, Black. You know it. It's all about Off these days. He's been doing this for about a year now. There's a little overlap with the Circle Jerks, and he has since parted ways with them quite vocally. And at the time of this interview, I asked him why. Why? What was the situation?
You
How
said
did this come
why,
about?
Keith? Why?
Why?
I got in a situation where the Circle Jerks started working on a new record.
Mm-hmm.
Really difficult to get everybody together. Everybody's busy. Everybody's, you know, self-important BS. And Dimitri, the guitar player from the Burning Brides, came to us and said, guys, it's been about 14 years. It's time for a new Circle Jerks record. Let's get in a room. Let's start hammering this out. I'm going to take control. We're going to do this.
Wow.
And everybody was excited because the Circle Jerks don't really function without me.
Well,
and I'm, like,
right.
really hard to get motivated. It's kind of like I'd been hearing bits and pieces of songs that the guys had been writing, and it was like, this is really not very inspiring. It's very just typical, just really typical punk rock. It's like...
So you weren't too enthused about what you're hearing, huh?
I was not enthused whatsoever.
Okay.
Dimitri came along, and he said, Keith, look, you know, you're not writing lyrics. You're just listening to a lot of riffs. You need to tune in. You need to write some lyrics, and then you'll start falling in love with some of these songs. So, consequently, Dimitri was cracking a whip, breathing down my neck, and had me writing lyrics to songs that I wouldn't have listened to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't have given a second or third chance. And I started to get kind of excited, but the most exciting part was when Dimitri and I were in my living room,
mm-hmm.
and he would pick up a guitar and he would just start playing. That would be the seeds of Off.
Gotcha.
What happened was Greg Hetson, who is in a band called Bad Religion, we won't talk anymore about Bad Religion. We've already given them their props for this interview. I've got Warped Tour coming up,
mm-hmm.
and we need to have the record recorded and mixed before I leave on the Warped Tour.
Right.
So Greg has set a deadline, and it's like, okay. So Dimitri puts out the word, guys, time to start writing songs, because the album's not going to get recorded if there aren't any songs. I mean, it only makes perfect sense.
Songs help.
And nobody responded. So one day Dimitri just looked at me and said, Keith, you and I are going to have to write this album. He said, Dimitri, let's get on it. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
So we started writing a bunch of songs, and I was writing lyrics. And what happened was the other guys in the band started looking for excuses to ditch Dimitri. And it really, really irritated me. It really bothered me. And then one night I get a phone call from Hetson at about 10:30 at night, and he says, we're not working with Dimitri. And it's like, well, who's we're not working with Dimitri? What are you firing him? And he said, yeah. And he said, Keith, I know that you're going to quit the band based on this decision, but I'm making this decision anyways.
Wow.
I'm like thinking, well, Jesus Christ, why would you make a decision like that knowing full well that I'm going to tell you, yes, I'm leaving the band? Why would you make that decision? I mean, come on now.
Well, especially since it's not really, I mean, Circle Jerks are only a full-time band. You know, it will just be another couple of tours and things, but you wouldn't tour consistently since he, you know, the other band seems to take priority for him, right?
Well,
whenever
the other band decides that they're going to do something, we all have to figure out what else we're going to do.
Right.
And I just got to the point where it's like, you know what, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to do the same thing that everybody else in the band does. I'm gonna start a band, and I'm gonna play with other musicians. Anyways, to get to the point, they fired Dimitri. I was extremely PO'd. I said, you know what? You guys write the new album, and I'll write lyrics when you have songs. And what happened was, it seemed like there was a power struggle, but ultimately, I win, because I'm the guy who's writing the lyrics for the song. So I get to choose which songs I'm going to be writing lyrics for.
You got your little ace up the sleeve right there.
So. Oh, yeah.
Well,
and while we were, Dimitri and I were doing the Off thing, while we were writing these songs, we compiled a list of people we wanted to play. We compiled a list of people we wanted in the band. And Stephen McDonald and Mario Rubalcaba were the two guys that we wanted to play in the band. And they were the two guys. Mario called me one night and said, Keith, I heard you're putting together an, I'll drive up from San Diego. I'll drive 200 miles to rehearse in this band and play in this band. Because he'd already played with Dimitri. He did a Burning Brides tour on the East Coast with Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, great. Yeah, Mario, I mean, super long resume. Played with about any band that's worth any time in San Diego. That guy is on the drum kit at some point. Rock from the Crib, Hot Snakes, and Earthless, which is a really, really cool, heavy band.
Crickitat, Ikatawi.
Yeah, the list goes on and on and on. Congratulations on this new band. I'm really excited to hear them. Keith, till next time, my friend.
All right, Mike.
Later.
Screaming! Wonder why I talk so loud! Mommy, and you're in a circle! You're killing me!
God. The latest right there, Off from Keith Morris, featuring Dimitri Coates, Steve McDonald from Red Cross, and Mario Rubacamba from Rocket from the Crypt and Hot Snakes.
Rubacamba, that's one of the cooler names I've ever heard.
Better than Routier?
Routier, Rubacamba. I mean, it sounds like something, it's almost like Chupacabra, you know?
Yeah, it's close, actually.
It's got a quality that I dig. More than that, man, Off. This is the band to watch this week. This is where it's at.
That's right. They're going to be all over the place. They're going to be doing a lot of touring in 2011. But you can pick up their new record coming out December 14th. It includes all four EPs. And we just heard one from each right there. Full of Shit from the fourth EP. Panic Attack from the third. Jeffrey Lee Pierce, a little tribute there to Keith Morris's friend from the Gun Club off the second EP. And Upside Down from the first.
Jeffrey Lee Pierce. Saw him live in Boston, 1983.
Oh,
brilliant. The Gun Club was one of the great bands of the era.
That was Kid Congo Powers in the lineup.
Kid Congo was there. Oh, yeah. But guess what, Mike? It sounds to me like we have got a date with destiny here. Right. She is woman. Hear her roar. We're back with the Estrogen OD, a kind, gentle, sort of wispy menses coated.
Caring, caressing side of Radio Like You Want.
And, you know, this week we're bringing you a very sick and sordid little troupe that's been around for eons.
Yeah, this is the Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black, a tribute name there to the B-movie actress Karen Black, headed by Kimbra Failer.
B-movie? She was in Nashville.
B-minus movie, sorry.
Okay.
Headed by Kimbra Failer, who has been a performance artist and a B-movie actress herself, often known for their wild stage antics. Here's Am I Blue with the Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black.
Well, now I know they're just a waste of my time. Well, I know it'll be okay when I get that six pack in me.
Thank you.
My girlfriend asked me which one I like better. I hope the answer wouldn't upset her. I was born with a bottle in my mouth. I've got six and I'll never run out. Now I know it'll be okay when I get that six back in me. Got $35 in a six pack to my name. Spent the rest on beer, now who's to blame? They say I'm fucked nearly all the time. Well, I know they're just a waste of my time. Well, I know it'll be okay when I get that six pack in me. Got a six pack, got me a six pack. Got a six pack, fuck it, make it a case.
Hey, everybody out! It's Godzilla! Godzilla's coming! Oh!
The Adolescents with Tokyo Agogo. That's brand new and ancient and unreleased.
Forthcoming, my friend. That's a world premiere right here on Radio Like You Want.
You have not been able to get this, but Radio Like You Want, Plumbing the Depths, brought you a brand new Adolescents track. Don't thank me. Thank Mike Routier.
Always. That's
He's
the first
the
thing
man
you want to do.
Behind the scenes. Before that, Jesse Morris and the Man Cougars representing San Francisco with their version of Black Flag's classic six-pack. And before that, the voluptuous horror of Karen Black brought us the Estrogen OD, and that brings you up to speed.
Yeah, but
we should be more like those morning shows, Mike. Look, I got a sound effect. We can be like, yeah, I mean,
you are a wild, wacky nut, but Black, we have serious business at hand. We're covering punk legends this week. We did Keith Morris already. Steve Soto up next. You took this one. Set it up for us.
Steve Soto representing every band ever. Well, look, I'll tell you about
it. Steve Soto, ladies and gentlemen, is a great rock legend, and we are here with him at Alex's Bar in Long Beach. He's here tonight to play music and to buy dope. Steve, you know how I feel about you. You're a legendary character. It all started with the Adolescents. Tell me the dirtiest thing that ever happened with the Adolescents, and don't hold anything back, Steve. Give it to me.
The dirtiest thing that happened with the Adolescents. We were at a party up in Hollywood when we first started playing shows. Geza X, you heard of Geza X,
the
producer? It was at Geza's house, and we were hanging out with these girls, and at some point along the way, Frank Agnew, who was sober, noticed that they had Adam's apples. So, I was trying to...
Remember that in Orange County, huh? That's a Hollywood phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah, but that's okay. And I was tugging on Rick's jacket going, hey... Because at this time, I mean, I was 15, Frank was 14. I don't even know what we were doing, you know, out unsupervised like that in the first place. But we were trying to get Rick's attention, and finally, like, we just went, you know what, screw it. Because he kept going, like, leave me alone.
I'm scoring.
Talking to this chick, yeah. All right, dude. So we just sat back on this couch and watched him, you know, get
Rick
surprised.
Rick knew he's going to have to answer for this.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have to do the Rick interview.
I'm sure he's quite happy and proud of me. Rick actually took his own turn at dressing like a woman for about a year.
Is that right?
You did it steadily. Rebecca. Yeah.
Wow. And yeah. And how did he look as a woman? Because he's fairly attractive as a dude.
You know, he wasn't that attractive as a woman.
It just blew the whole thing.
I wish I could say that he was. But you know what I mean? He's a good looking guy. But yeah, it was a little alarming the first time I saw him. But you know.
Really can't watch nothing. Smart race, but she waits on you. LA girl, LA world, don't tell her what to tell her what. LA girl, LA world, you did create our scene. We don't care, we can't see why. We don't live our lives to keep you satisfied. Stuck in a world of dreams, I think. My life's not your life.
Classic one there from the Adolescents, L.A. Girl, from their debut. Actually, I think that was a demo version, if I'm not mistaken.
Not to be confused with L.A. Woman.
Never. Now, we played that one because you heard Steve Soto mentioning that Frank Agnew was doing the drag thing for a little while there. Blake, how'd you get that story out of him?
Listen, I can get all kinds of weird stories out of people once I start plying them with absinthe, Mike. Steve was brilliant, as you're going to hear in this segment of our interview. Do you guys ever still jam with the Adolescents? You still out there?
The Adolescents are still out playing. It's just me and Tony and Frank. Mm-hmm. Frank kind of comes in and out. He'd like to tour. Right. So Tony and I, we're going to South America next month and doing a bunch of shows with the Buzzcocks.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. We've been pretty
That's
much,
huge.
You know, we made a record 5 years ago. We just finished another one. We haven't, you know, put it out on anything
yet. We want it. We're going to play it on Radio Like awesome. You Want. We play all the best stuff. Now, the way we usually do it is we'll do the interview, and then every band you mention or talk about or wherever in, we play on the show.
Right.
We could do an entire Steve Soto show easy. I want to hear the list of the luminary bands that you played with. First the biggies, and then the little sideies.
All right. Well, I started with Agent Orange. That's
uh-huh,
first band
I didn't know
I
that.
In. Yeah. I'm on Bloodstains.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, this nobody tells me this stuff, Steve.
See? Yeah.
On Bloodstains.
They're holding out on you, yeah.
Well, you know we're going to be playing that. Is that their very first EP?
Yeah. I think me and Snickers, who was in the Clan and the Simple Tones, we both made, like, he was on it twice, I was on it twice, like two songs. But yeah, so Bloodstains and Amoeba. And I peaked at 17 years old,
wow.
16 years old. Yeah.
Fast cars!
This is Steve Soto from half the bands that ever came out of Orange County, and you're listening to Radio As I Want. Like I Want. I'm sorry. One more time.
Richard hung himself. Just the other day, said Richard hung himself. They said that Richard hung himself. Said too many hits for him to do it. Yes, there are enough reasons for him to want to stay. Looking for an escape, a better way than this. He may have found it, or he may have lost his way.
But Richard hung himself. Richard hung himself.
Just the other day. Richard hung himself. He said that Richard hung himself. Switched to Pomona behind that cornfield. In that corner of the yard, red tree shield. Buried underground, another death too. What a little buried in the unmarked tomb. Stiff you play the cap, wild to the roof. Cyanide in the jungle, rainbowed hooves. Foot covered in dirt, the grass in the care. Joyce and men calls him Richard's kid. Just the other day, he told me Richard on himself. Said that Richard on himself. Said that. Cause Richard hung himself. Cause Richard hung himself. And now Richard's hung himself. Cause Richard hung himself.
The original version of Richard Hung Himself right there from the Adolescents. That's a pre-DI, Casey Royer from DI on drums on that one, but that's the original, and it's available on the complete demos on Frontier Records, Blag. You know that record label, don't you?
I'm still hung up on Richard Hung. I mean, what is that, Dick Hung? What's the deal? Is this some kind of a joke?
It's a joke to you. It's not a joke to Richard.
That's right.
The guy was hung, I tell you. Before that, we heard Agent Orange, Bloodstains. Another original version there. That one has Steve Soto on bass, of course. And why would we play that?
Well, because I've been talking to Steve Soto. He said all kinds of nasty things about who he's played with, where he's been, and what he's done.
Well, Agent Orange was the 70s. It was the Adolescents, started the 80s. And we were in the first phase of the Adolescents. We were only a band for 15 months, I think. We were, you know, together for a year, put out the record, broke up pretty quickly after the EP was done. And by the end of that, Pat Smear from the Germs was playing guitar with us at the end, and Rick had gone on to do Christian Death. And
those were bad years. I'm sorry. People tell me Christian Death was great. You were probably there, Steve. Are they as bad as I think they are? Because I don't get it. Am I wrong?
I was actually at the studio when they made that record. Frank and I, Lisa Fancher, that owned Frontier Records, used to like love having Frank and I around because we were stupid little kids that would get drunk and make jokes and kind of keep everything lighthearted. We were there for the TSOL record,
right?
And I think she just liked kind of having us around, so. I was there when they did that record. I was never a huge fan of it. I could see where Rick's guitar playing, like everyone, you know,
right.
He was innovative for what he was doing, and I think it was. But that kind of music, like I'm a spooky guy. I don't like.
See,
you know.
But enough about Christian Death. So, right. So now, what came up next musically?
There, I went into Legal Weapon, and Frank and I went to Legal Weapon, and we're on their first record. But we left before it was done.
Already you were becoming kind of the go-to OC, kind of session-y punk guy. The guy who could actually play when everyone else was getting drunk.
I don't know if I'd say that, but...
But I'd say that.
You know, I think Frank was so good, I think that we were a team.
Right.
So I got in some things because everyone wanted Frank Aguilar.
Right, right. Okay.
I played in the Vandals for 3 minutes. In fact, on their website,
that's about all I can listen to them
for. I was listed as they listed me as a former member, but it just said three rehearsals, and I don't even know if it was that. I played in the Vandals because I was trying to go out with Jan, the original guitar player's sister. So I figured if I play in this band, right, I gotta go to his house.
She'll be around.
She'll be around.
All right.
As soon as I found out I wasn't gonna score, I'm out.
Ever since my baby left, I found a new place to dwell. It's down the end, a lonely street called Heartbreak Hotel. Left me in my gutter. My baby left. I found a new place to dwell. Down the end, a lonely street called Heartbreak Hotel. You're so lonely, so fucking lonely, so goddamn lonely.
No, I can't accept it. Those guys are way off base on that.
We ruined the bomb until everything has changed. The time that drove me away, it leaves me stuck in rage. So much of this is not only a life that's like our age. The razor road is on the media grounds of global stage. So you gotta go fast. So you gotta go fast. So you gotta go fast.
Myself, his solo LP from 1982, another 1982 track before that, the Vandals, HB Hotel, Peace Through Vandalism. It's all about Steve Soto, isn't it, Black?
We are representing the OC with Steve Soto. He's one of the great entertainers of the era. He sat down to talk with me at Alex's Bar, where they do that crazy vampire show.
Oh, that's OC. Wild. That is wild stuff.
And he told me about every band he's ever played with and about Mexicans.
The 90s, I started Manic Hispanic with Gabby.
Uh-huh. So you were an original Manic Hispanic.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've seen you with them several times.
Yeah, yeah. That was me and Gabby. That was kind of what started out was just kind of a joke, something we just joked around about. Joyride and the Cadillac Tramps had toured a lot, and we kept saying we should get all the guys, you know, who've got, you know, any Mexican blood in them, Hispanic right. blood, and we'll start our own band. And I forget what the catalyst was. I think Joyride had a show, and our drummer had a bleeding ulcer and went to the hospital. And so that afternoon, we learned like 10 cover songs.
Right.
And Gabby just changed the words, and we went out, and someone videotaped it. And then that videotape started going around, and everyone right. started like going, "Oh, you guys got to play this and that." And the next thing you know, it became its own little monster.
And Manic Hispanic, to this day, is one of the great bands that combines punk rock and humor and being Mexican. Three of my favorite things. Now, you know, for our East Coast fans, there's this thing on the West Coast called Mexicans. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
They look like Puerto Ricans.
They're kind of like Puerto Ricans. You can equate them to that. And they don't get enough credit for the contribution made to punk rock a lot. You cannot scratch the surface of any West Coast punk band. I challenge you to find one that is Mexican free. So, you know, just don't forget about that. Next time you're in Arizona, don't forget the Mexican contribution to punk rock.
Will be flowing. My abuelito has been cooking for a week straight. Homemade tamales will be piling on our plates. Hugs and Hector's always first in line. Cause he's such a big bozone. My homeboy Rudy, he just got out of the pen. Swears to the virgin he ain't coming back again. The P.O. gave him rules that you know were made to bend. Now he'll be doing 5 to 10.
Come out and say it.
Come out and say it.
Come out and say it.
So goes down, the party will be pumping. Oldies blazing and the stereo is jumping. Take a drink of some sweet red wine. If you could fight with my old lady, hey, I wish I had a powder blue ride. Throw it to the ground with the leopard skin inside. A statue of the virgin there to keep us all alive. And we get through the party with pride.
Come out and say,
come out and say,
come out and say.
And we will celebrate Cinco de Mayo with my uncle John. Nothing wrong out there. I think I see such a follow from a rival crew.
What's a vato to do?
Come out and say,
come out and say,
come out and say.
Hey, we will celebrate Cinco de Mayo and my uncle Chatos. Dale.
Pero bailar la bamba se necesita una bolsa de gracia. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré. Baila bamba, baila bamba, baila bamba, baila bamba. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero, soy capitán, soy capitán, soy capitán. Baila bamba, baila bamba. Capitalista, soy un fascista, yo no soy fascista, soy anarquista.
Baila bamba, 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 baila bamba.
That's the Plugs with La Bamba on Radio Like You Want.
You talk about Hispanic punk rock, it doesn't get any deeper than the Plugs right there, all the way from 1977, one of the originals.
The Plugs, the Zeros, it's Mexico all over again. We got to say, It's Mariachi Monday here on Radio Like You Want. We've been pumping Steve Soto, one of the great Aztec rock legends.
Mayan, I do believe.
Mayan, he might be. Incan, I don't know. It could be any of those in there. He's using some kind of calendar, Mike. I'm not sure which one it is, but it was so great.
End of Time was called on that motherfucker.
That's right. It was so great sitting down with Steve Soto and talking shop. He's been in every band. He's done everything. He's gone everywhere, and he's lived to tell about it.
That's right. You can catch him out on the road with the Adolescents. They got a new one coming out called The Fastest Kid Alive. It's going to be hitting 211, and they're touring constantly. Also, of course, Manic Hispanic, always out and about, playing the parties, getting the crowd pumped up.
I'm telling you what, Manic Hispanic, an idea whose time has come.
That's right. Hey, now Steve also does a solo thing, right? When you record this interview, weren't you guys gigging together?
Steve can kick it solo. He can kick it with the band of your choice. He can kick it with punk rock karaoke. The man can kick it anywhere. I've seen him do it solo. It's badass. And he's got a new group, and the name escapes me. But he's got a full-on band now, so you got to watch Steve in all of his incarnations.
That's right. He's the man about town. He's everywhere and everything to everybody.
Oh, wait a minute now. In the background, I hear some sultry tones coming up. This is some Las Vegas grind style.
That's
music.
Right. That's right. Out of Las Vegas here, the Swank Bastards.
The Swank Bastards, featuring none other than Zandora.
That's right. A lot of people say you have to see them to hear this band, and that's all due to Zandora's hula hoop mastery.
She is brilliant. If you have not seen Zandora, lay it down, Zandora style. I don't know what last name she's going by now. She had LeBay, she had Partridge.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Yeah, that's right. She's a woman of many guises. You got to check out Zandora. A perfect, sultry body, an enticing hula hoop style. The woman is classic.
Yeah, and this is one of their crowd-pleasing Black Sabbath medleys. So people go crazy for this shit all the time. I've seen them do it over and over.
Swank Bastards on Radio Like You Want.
Destruction.
Get out of the way.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out of the way.
In the fields of bodies burning.
Get out the way.
As the war machine keeps
turning. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Get out the way.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Oh no, the fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out. Get the fuck back, guard the grill. It's a room, we can't stay still. I've been drinking and busting too. And I've been thinking of busting you. I'm not your motherfucking forehead. And if your wind's up is
okay.
Tell me both days. Causing confusion, disturbing the peace. It's not an illusion. We
than gold diggers. Is there a bumper on your ass? No, nigga. I'm doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed limit, get the fuck out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught sober. And you about to get ran the fuck over.
If you with it, I'ma hit it, flip it, rub it up and smack it, look back at it, on my attic.
Somebody's been biting our theme song, Mike. That was Girl Talk on Radio Like You Want.
That's right. Biting into our DJ Mars, man. Well, what the hell's going on?
I
feel a DJ battle coming on here.
Dude, I don't know what DJ Mars is going to have to say, but Girl Talk made a good track. He's got some Sabbath in there. He's got some Ramones in there. He's making it happen. Before that, of course, we went with the Swank Bastards representing Zandora and the city of Sin, Las Vegas.
That's right, Blag. Look for them coming to your town. Sensational surf band Zandora out there doing her thing with the hula hoop in front of them. Crowd-pleasing Black Sabbath set right there.
I'll tell you what, it was brilliant playing a bunch of Circle Jerks, a bunch of Off, and a bunch of Steve Soto stuff this week. Mike, I salute you.
Absolutely, Black. It's been another fantastic episode of Radio Like You Want.
You know how we do it each and every time. Of course, you can get us on the web, www.radiolikeyouwant.com.
Join us on Facebook as well. We got a group brewing. Also, the message line. Folks, you got to take advantage of this. Get online there, 415-531-9692. The number's on our website at radiolikeyouwant.com. Leave us a message.
We will play you on the air. You can say all the dirty shit you want. Say everything your heart desires. We are here to represent, not to censor your deepest, darkest thoughts.
We want to hear them all. Also, you know, we do the features, Estrogen, OD, Globetrotter. What else we do? It Came from the Garage.
We honor those requests, kids. We didn't
That's
get
right.
to It Came from the Garage this week, but I'll tell you what. I pulled up a hip-hop track from the garage. Here we go. This is Biz Markie on Radio
Like You Want.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no I don't, I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to sing.
You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you
what you need. Biz Markie on Radio Like You Want. You
That's right, my friend. It's time for us to get the hell out of here. Another episode in the can.
How do we get away with playing this shit, Mike? All right, I'm cranking it back up. We're getting out of here. Radio Like You Want.
At this time, I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Because I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack.
Agnes, forget Agatha, about that. Let's Jermaine, go into the story Jack? About
our girl named Oh, yeah, we forgot to thank our guests. That's right.
Greedy Worldwide.